Welcome back. All right, rolling right through a Wednesday morning. I am Jim Rome. We are live in Southern California, joined by a very good friend of the program. He is in studio. He is a two-time NHRA Funny Car World Champion. He is the owner and the driver of the Snap-on Tools Nitro Funny Car, the Auto Club NHR Finals, November 8th through 11th. Here in Pomona, California, it's in SoCal. He is the fastest man in the history of the jungle, and once again, a very good friend of the show. In studio, Cruz Pedregon is my guest. Cruz, my man, what's going on? How are you?
Romy, what is up, man? Good to see you. Good to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you back. All right, so the NHRA Finals are in SoCal. Cruz, you are in studio. How is life for you, and how's my guy Caleb Cox doing?
You know, life is good. Actually, I was on your show in February. We had great expectations for the year, a lot of high hopes. And, you know, we started out well. We won a race. We won the 4-Wide Nationals in Charlotte. And things were rolling along pretty good early summer. And then we kind of went into a little bit of a blow-up mode. We were blowing the engine up, blowing bodies off the cars. And so it turns out that the way the NHRA has the rules, we were deducted points at these events, and rightfully so. If you delay the race, they're going to take points away, NHRA is, which is a good, you know, I agree with the rule. However, that kicked us out of the our playoffs, or we'll call the countdown.
Sure.
Knocked us right out based on the losing those points. So we've picked up the pieces. I made a change at the, and you know me, I always talk like I'm talking in the NFL. I made a coaching change, made a crew chief change. And we stopped blowing the engine up, and we've recovered. The Snap-on car's running really good now. It's consistent. So we have high hopes for this weekend at Pomona. It's my home track. Love to finish off on a high note here.
Cruz Pedregon joining me in studio. All right, if you've got a question or a comment for Cruz, we will take it. You clones know what he's about. You can hit me up on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. You know, Cruz, you mentioned this, but for instance, in Denver, you had one of the all-time explosions, and that did launch the body off the car. What do you remember about that run and that day?
I remember it was violent. I remember it hurt my ears. And then I remember not being able to see for a while, because when these fires happen, they appear to be sudden. People see it as I'm seeing it. It's like it happens faster than the brain can even comprehend what's going on. But I remember the fire kind of staying in my face for a while. And that concerned me just for a split second, because you're at the mercy of the fire bottles. You're at the mercy of the fire going out, because even though we have the fire restrained equipment, the helmets, the suits, 5-layer suits, we only have a little time. That just buys us a few extra seconds. And when you go down the track, think about it. If you lose the body, now you're a blowtorch. Think about it. What feeds a fire? Oxygen. So the fire danger is always there for us that drive these funny cars. And so thankfully the body didn't land. It actually went towards the crowd. Luckily it didn't land on the crowd. But that was really, our season was hanging in that balance. Had we been able to accelerate that event, we felt we could have had a real good push towards the middle and the end of the year. However, that took the wind out of our sails. That was our third big blow up of the year. And it really was a sign that, I had to probably look at making a change. And really, we didn't find any smoking gun. We just found a maintenance issue. We found several little things, one big thing. And so, luckily, I guess what I'm saying is when this year ends, I'm going to be lucky to have survived, because, hey, you do three or four of these, the odds are not in your favor to walk away.
Cruz Pedregon joining me in studio. Big weekend coming up here in Pomona, here in Southern California. Cruz, I mean, that's a terrifying thing. I mean, you understand what you signed up for. You understand what this job is. But is that something you just shake off and you get right back into the backup car, or is something like that going to stay with you for quite some time?
You know, it's funny, Jim, you ask great questions, and that's exactly right. You know, we all, athletes or drivers or whatever, you always try to say, oh, yeah, we shake it off. But really, you don't, especially when something, I have a daughter that's 7 years old. So I think about things like, man, I want to be able to be healthy and survive these and be able to be there for my daughter when she's older. So when you don't realize it until you get back in the car, and here's the moment of truth. When you're on that throttle wide open and you can see the finish line, I still do it to this day after these four explosions. I actually lift off the throttle maybe a little prior to the finish line. And I do that because I do have this instinctive fear that if I would have lifted a little earlier when I felt something go wrong with the car, maybe I wouldn't have blown up. So it does play a little bit on your mind a little bit. You try not to let it, but I'm explaining to my crew chief, he looks at the computer and says, hey, Cruz, you shut it off at 900 feet or right before the finish line. And I said, well, I just felt a little something. So you kind of like you hear footsteps, you hear players, people in other sports talk about hearing footsteps. And so I've been doing it long enough to know that hopefully I get those footsteps away from me here soon, because, but I feel like if I'm in a race and I'm in a battle on race day, I'll stay on the throttle, but I'm really quick to get off the throttle nowadays.
It's a really honest answer, actually, Cruz. Cruz Pedregon joining me in studio. So you grind out that win. You snapped a 92-race winless streak. I know that felt great to get that win. Right after the win, John Force and Courtney Force came over to congratulate you. What was that moment like? What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant a lot. You know, you want to be respected by your competitors. And John Force, let me say this about John. He's our Dale Earnhardt of drag racing. He's the man. And I got to say, throughout the years, we've had our rivalries. We've had our tussles on and off the track a little bit. But John's always been a class act. He's always been there to support me. And his daughters. His daughter's the same way. His daughter's very gracious in losing. We've managed to beat her. She's got a great car this year. So, yeah, it meant a lot, you know, especially coming from a guy of John Force's stature.
You know, Cruz, that win moved you into fifth all time in funny car wins. And that's really something when you consider this. You said that when you first got into racing, you thought if you could last a year or two, that'd be great. Here we are 27 years later and you're top five all time. You're still killing it. What's that mean to you? And can you take me back? What do you remember about that first year? What was that like?
You know, it does. It's amazing to me. You know, for me to last this long, Jim, if you think about it, think about this for a second. If you're an athlete, and I'm a big football guy, so I think about the window that they have to operate, window of that they're on a team. It's, you know, sometimes three. I think the average is 3 or 4 years. Some guys last 10. Some guys go 15. We're obviously a quarterback now. Tom Brady's looking at 20 years. But I think about the amount of money to finance my team, and I tell people, we have Tito Ortiz, by the way, and Chuck Liddell, they're going to be part of the guests at NHRA. I'm going to tell them when I see them, I've never met them before, I'm going to say, hey, look, I'm like you guys. I've had a tough road to hoe, because try talking a corporation out of millions of dollars to fund my athletic career. You guys have to do it by kicking butt and winning and beating all these guys. So, but yeah, it's meant a lot. The longevity to me, Jim, has meant a lot. It was, and like I said, you string it costs $3 or $4 million a year to run one of these cars. So I think about, I've been very fortunate that I've had corporations look at me, even after I ended my driving career with Joe Gibbs, I was able to carry on and become an owner and add maybe another 10 more years to my career.
Cruz Pedregon joining me in studio. Once again, it's a huge weekend in Pomona. Now, Cruz, as I mentioned, in the open, you are the fastest man in the jungle, and you very generously put up an additional prize for the winner of the Smack-Off. Then in the Smack-Off, Brad and Corona takes a run at you, as only the BIC can. What was your reaction when you heard that after you put up an awesome prize?
You know, it was great. Brad was awesome. But you know, he was right. You know, most people that aren't really familiar with drag racing, they look, oh, the drag race, that you blink, you lose the run. But I respected what he had to say. And I felt like, you know what, maybe we need to educate Brad a little bit. Maybe we need to let him realize that, hey, people pay thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars to be on these cars. It's a huge business, not just drag racing, but in the NASCAR. But I felt like, we need to get Brad's in Corona. He should go out to Pomona. It's like, how can you live in Southern California and not be down with drag racing? It's like, you know, a funny thing. Let me say this. I was thinking the other day about racing in general, and I was thinking about people. But if you take, let's just say you were to take the top group of race cars, let's say an Indy car, a Formula One car, I don't know, any kind of car you want, and a drag car, my Nitro funny car, and put them in, go to another country where they don't know anything about anything, and just parade these cars with the engines running, do donuts, do whatever you do, accelerate. I guarantee you these people are going to look at that and go, they might not even speak our language. They're going to look at our Nitro funny car and go, wow, what is that? Because what it does to the senses, the horsepower. Hey, I'm not taking anything away from NASCAR, IndyCar. Hey, I'm a fan of those cars too, Formula One. But the sheer power of our cars, there's nothing like it. So
fury, man.
Yeah,
fury.
It's amazing. 10,000 horsepower.
And 10,000 horsepower.
10,000 horsepower. Think about that.
I can actually kind of put that in perspective. I've been in cars, street cars, that are 600. And they're freaking monsters. I mean, monsters. 600 under the hood is a monster cruise. You know that. So 10,000. I mean, that's a number I can't even wrap my head around. In terms of this whole thing about, do you understand what it would cost to get your name or to put something on a car? Hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. It cost me nothing. Cruise charged you nothing, Brad. He charged me nothing. So I appreciate it a lot. Now, a bunch of the clones. In fact, let's go to the phones. Put those on if you don't mind, Cruise. If you've got a question for Cruz Pedregon, if it feels like I'm talking fast, it's because he drives fast, and I'm trying to get as much as I possibly can in here. But let's go to the phones. If you've got a question or a comment, 1-800-636-8686. Big weekend here in Pomona. The fastest clone in the jungle, Cruz Pedregon in studio. Let's go to Maine. Earl in Maine. Earl, nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Cruz, we're big fans of you, Cruiser, and your brother, Tony, and your dad, Flamin' Frank.
All right.
My dad and I don't live close to each other. He lives in Indiana, and I live in Maine, but we're going to get together for the U.S. Nationals and go next Labor Day weekend. We're coming to see you, brother. So we're looking forward to it.
Earl, appreciate it, man. It's great. You know, I was going to tell Jim, no matter where we are in the country, I can be in Timbuktu, and the clone love that we get, Jim, and, you know, and putting a sticker on the car. There is a little area I reserve. I told you this last time. There's a little area I reserve on the car for just things that I'm into, things that mean something to me. And obviously having your show and being able to put your name on the car is meaningful to me because I do have a life away from racing. I am a regular guy, and I love sports, love your show, have for 30-some years. So it's an honor for me to be able to do that, to hang out with the man, Jim Rome. And so, yeah, it's great. Earl, appreciate the call, and be sure to come by and see us at the U.S. Nationals.
Earl, thanks so much for that. Cruz, it means the world to me. I really do appreciate you finding some real estate on that car to represent the show, to represent me. It's great to hang out with you, too. You know, you mentioned you're a football fan. Those who know you know that. And you're not just a football fan. You are a Raider fan, a diehard Raider fan. They're 1-7. Have you lost any faith in John Gruden and his plan, the faith that you had in him when he came back?
Not at all. You know, it's funny, Jim, because I had so many friends come up to me and say, oh, hey, man, you know, what do you think about Gruden, this and that and the other, and all, Marshawn and all that. And I thought to myself, man, and I said 8-8 to some guy, and he's like, 8-8, they're not, you know. So I think the perception of the millions of dollars, the $100 million deal, the 10 years, all that, it got people thinking, all right, here we go. It's Gruden from, you know, back when he was at the Raiders the first time. But I really feel like, and I hate to say this because I'm fans of all the players, but I felt like he has a plan. I feel like he has a plan, and he looked at what he had, and he's making changes. It's no different than a crew chief coming into a drag race team or a NASCAR team. And really, the evaluation process has to start from the moment you come in. And really, until you're inside the building and really evaluate whether it's equipment and racing or the type of people you have, you know, doing the pit stops or whatever it is, you have to make changes. Unless you just, because if John Gruden's not John Gruden, if he just says, hey, yeah, all, come one, come all, we got it here. You know, he realized that they needed a change. So this is a complete overhaul, Jim. And I've known enough about football to know that this is not what's going to happen today. It's going to be painful today, but I think the benefits are going to be there tomorrow. Let me say this. I drove for a guy named Joe Gibbs, who you know very well. Joe would always tell a story. He was 1-15 his first year in Washington with the Redskins. And he was telling me, think about it, they didn't have social media. They didn't have all those things in the early 80s. And he was telling me they wanted him out of there so bad. Fire him. And three Super Bowls later with three different quarterbacks. And, you know, and then they talk about the Dallas Cowboys, the changes they made with Cowboys, you know, when Jerry Jones first took it over. And it kind of reminds me a little of that. So, hey, bottom line, it's a long-winded answer, but I believe in John Gruden. I believe that he's going to turn the Raiders around, and it's going to be back to what they were years ago.
Cruz, look at those phone lines. You're filling them up. I thought that if we had one good segment, you'd get some good karma. I'd let everybody know what they should be doing this weekend. But what do you say? Maybe we do one more.
I'd love another segment in you.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Cruz Pedregon here in studio. Here's what you want to do. It's a good opportunity for you. Since we are holding him over and we never do that with a guest, you should call or tweet at us. Get at it right now. I've got plenty of prep, but I want to hear from you clones. If you've got a question or a comment for Cruz, call us up, 1-800-636-8686, or hit me on Twitter. Second segment with Cruz Pedregon when we come back. Look, I know several of you may have had a bad night last night. And if you had a bad night, it's probably because you did not sleep very well. And if you did not sleep very well, it's probably because you were snoring or the person next to you were snoring. I've got an answer for that. I've got a solution. It's the revolutionary sleeping device, the Zipa. It's a game changer. If you snore, you're not sleeping. If you're not sleeping, you're not succeeding. If you want success, you got to be well rested. Get a Zipa. If you're snoring, the person next to you will thank you. If you're snoring, you will thank me. Zipa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Go to Zipa.com. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. It is very easy to remember. Just spell it Happy Z backwards. Zipa.com. Get one. Tell everybody you know to get one. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zipa. Get the great night of sleep that you need and that you deserve with a Zipa. Now I've got a sports update for you. Bottom of hour number one. Busy Wednesday morning. I held my man over. Cruz Pedregon joining me in studio. Big weekend at Pomona. In fact, I'm in New York, so Cruz, I'm sorry I can't be there. I'd love to come out and see you. But part of the crew is going out. Hawk is going out. Geller is going out. Clones, here in SoCal, I want to know, are you going to go out to see Cruz Pedregon run in the Auto Club NHRA Finals November 8th through the 11th? That's this weekend in Pomona. Really quickly, Cruz, for those who do not know, what are they going to get? What are they going to see? And when is the best time to come out?
Well, we qualify Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The actual race is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Friday and Saturday is a little more laid back. But what you get at a drag race, you get a car show in the pits because you can see all the rigs. You can walk. Literally, a ticket will put you in the pits. You don't have to buy a separate a pass. Kids under 12 are free. What you get to experience is the cars actually physically getting torn apart, the engines back together, and all the rigs. We have pretty nice rigs, so it's we're all parked together. You know, there's manufacturers midway. There's a lot of things to see. Then you get to go. We run at, I believe it's 12:30 and 3 on Friday and Saturday, both days. So you get to see the pro cars, and then you get to stretch your legs a little bit instead of going, you know, up like a lot of these events, or you just sit up there for 3 or 4 hours. So it's an event within an event, a lot of excitement. Pomona is a great great place to see, a lot of stands. The stands are steep. So, you know, it's an older event. L.A., we run at the fairgrounds there in Pomona, so it's been around a long time. Easy to find, not a lot of traffic getting in and out. Come out and check us out.
Get out there. Check it out this weekend. Let's go to Los Angeles. Don in L.A. It's good to have you, Don. You're on with Cruz Pedregon. How are you? Go ahead, Don. You're on the air. Come on now, Don. Last chance. Now you're gone. Let's go to Wisconsin. Listen, if you're on hold, be ready. We're banging telephone calls. Eric in Wisconsin. Eric, great to have you on. How are you? Okay. Got a little problem with the phones, don't we? Are you hearing something that I'm not hearing or not? Nope. All right, we're not hearing anything. Not a problem at all. Cruz, you guys check that out very quickly. Every phone line's lit right now trying to get to Cruz, and we got a phone issue or two. Cruz Pedregon joined me in studio. Cruz, this tweet says, Cruz is a great ambassador not only for drag racing, but racing as a whole. He personifies what a professional driver should be and is great on and off the track. Keep up the great work as you finish up your 2018 season. That's at Lawson Racing 20L. Matt in Vancouver tweets, I will put a sticker on my car of Cruz's mug if he closes at Pomona.
We have a shot. We have a shot. Our car's running well. It's consistent. And drag racing, especially in nitro racing, that's what you want. You want that consistency. And that's what I love about sports. There's so many parallels, Jim. And that's why I love about listening to you, your show, and you talking about sports is there's so many parallels to what the stick and ball sport guys do to our event. You're still talking about people, competition. The competitors are always looking, you know, back and forth. So it's a great, I'm just so happy that I'm in a sport where I can, you know, I'm in my early 50s and I can actually still race and be competitive. So yeah, hopefully we can close the deal at Pomona.
All right, let's try it again. We go to Wisconsin. Eric in Wisconsin. We'll give it another shot. Eric, you're on with Cruz Pedregon. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
You got it. What's up?
Cruz, my dad, his favorite sport is drag racing. We used to go to our local track here, WIR in Kaukauna, Wisconsin. And until you feel the power that you guys run, these people that watch it on TV can't appreciate it. So, and what you guys do in the pits beforehand with kids and letting them sign off, getting autographs and everything else. I have one more thing, and then I just wanted to have a quick question. First, I wanted to thank you also for coming on the Woodscopes November 23rd. I'm usually in 12 Woods Basement helping out, and we really appreciate you making some time. And then my question that I have is, do you have a plan on when you are going to stop racing at a professional level, age-wise?
You know, I don't. Thanks for the call, and look forward to being on Woodscopes in a couple of weeks. But, you know, I thought about that, and you get older, you think about it. I think a little bit about the safety more than I do about the sponsorships and different things. But, you know, it's hard to say, and I always hear that it sounds cliche-ish, but I hear other athletes say, well, I'll know when it's time, or they say, when I get up in the morning, I don't feel it, but I feel it. I feel it. I'm still competitive. In fact, people think that when I listen to music, I'm listening to hard rock, something to, you know, pump me up. Heck, I'm listening to groovy music and love music to tone me down. I'm fired up more so than I should be probably. So yeah, I still have that burning, desire, passion that you need to be really good at it. So, but it's hard to say. I know, we have a competitor, John Force, that's going strong at he's his late 60s, but he's in good shape. He still cuts good lights. He's a good driver. So, man, I'd say probably less than 5 years if I were to put a little window on it.
All right, let's go to West Michigan. Ty in West Michigan, you're on with Cruz. How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Great. What's going on?
Hey Cruz, I got a question for you. When you're saying, like, you guys break down your cars if they blow up or something like that, if you do find a mechanical issue that was caused by a crew member, what happens to that crew member? Is that, like, grounds for dismissal, or does it have to be a reoccurring situation before you guys make a move on that? And
question.
Do you assemble your crew, have any say in how you assemble it?
Yes, it's a very, very good question, and we generally don't just gas the guy right on the spot. We generally look for patterns, of course, and my crew chiefs and assistant crew chiefs, they handle that. You know, I'm kind of like the GM. I oversee. I have the final say. Yeah,
right.
I have the final say who we get. But, yeah, you know, people are human, and putting these cars together is a lot of intricacies and a lot of detail. So there are guys that are better than others. So we try to get those guys on our side, but it is a constant battle. It's something that we have to oversee, but you know, generally we try to teach guys, hey, do it this way, look out for this, but occasionally you're going to get stuff put on backwards or upside down, just part of it.
Cruz Pedregon joins me in studio. We're running out of time, but I've got time for another phone call or two. Wisconsin, a lot of reaction from Wisco. Cruz, Kenny in Wisconsin. It's good to have you, Kenny. How are you?
Good, guys. Hey, Cruz, I got a question for you. My cousin's daughter is 14, and she just won the IHRA Junior Drag World Championship
Wow.
in Tennessee 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, what advice would you have for, you know, if you're a 14-year-old Cruz, what advice would you have for her?
Well, I appreciate the call. Got lots of love for Wisconsin. That's Snap-on's, my sponsor's headquarters, Snap-on Tools. So shout out to everybody there. But you know, really in big time auto racing, it's really about sponsorships and the financing to do it. And, you know, and I wish it wasn't that way. I wish you could do it on your own ability. And there's a lot of great kids out there that are coming up in junior dragsters. You know, they do the right things. They're winning. And I always say, hey, win and somebody will recognize you. But I would say that would be my number one thing. You've got to win. You've got to win a lot. And somebody has to recognize you. Put yourself out there, promote yourself. But also kind of get into the, you know, what it takes to what these sponsors are looking for. So I would say get into marketing, market yourself and start. And that'd be a good path I would recommend.
Good advice. One last call. We go to Iowa. Josh in Iowa. Thanks for the phone call. You're on with Cruz. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Cruz. I'm just calling. Every year my dad goes to Nationals in Indianapolis for the drags. Every now and then I get lucky to go with him. I was just going to reiterate what the caller before it said. And it truly is a fan experience, completely different at the track. You can feel the punch when the cars take off. And the kids, the drivers are super friendly to the kids, and the autographs galore.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Cruz, we've got about 60 seconds. I want to make the point that, once again, the Auto Club NHRA Finals are this weekend in Pomona. Come on out, check out Cruz, support him. Cruz, I got 60. I just want to say, I'm always blown away by how many people call up, the reaction to you, and how much people love the sport and the way you go about it. So I just want to make that point really quickly.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. I appreciate the time. It's really an honor, again, to be here. But, you know, drag racing, it's why I try to break it down to you like I did, Jim. I say, go to a different country where they don't know anything about stars, NASCAR. They don't know anything about anything. But put the cars out there. I guarantee a drag race car will get the wow factor because it touches all the senses. But it's a show within a show. There's a lot for kids. Kids are 12 for free. You can walk right up and get an autograph. You can't do that in NASCAR.
No, you can't do it in most sports. Cruz is the fastest man in the jungle and a very good friend of the program. Cruz, so good to see you. I wish I could be there this weekend. You know I'll be tracking it closely. Appreciate the friendship and the relationship. Cruz, have a great weekend. Good luck, bro.
Thank you, Jim. You can be there in February.
I'll be there in February.
All right, sounds good.
That.
Thank
Cruz
you.
Cruz Pedregon in studio. That's a blast. Hit him up on Twitter. Cruz is all about social and all about the program. Hour number two coming up next. Do not go anywhere.